Thank you. My name is Harold. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of this group. Very glad to be here with everyone. And Billy, I thank you for asking me to share my experience with this part of the fourth step. I've done the steps the way they were laid out with a step sponsor. Actually, I worked with two men. I did my third and started the grudge list with one man. And then ultimately, because he was leaving town, he handed me over to his sponsor, who guided me through the remainder of the fourth and heard my fifth. So that's how I got here. And it just so happened that my sex conduct is really the reason I'm here. When I reached out to get help, it wasn't about my drinking. It was about my sex conduct. I was married. I had several children I loved dearly. I was happily married. But I was just totally driven by my sex drive. And for years, I kept it under wraps by being a chronic masturbator. But the day came, once I started drinking, that I couldn't keep it under wraps anymore, and I suddenly found myself in the arms of another man's wife. And once that happened, I was gone. I couldn't look my wife and kids in the face anymore. I was so filled with shame and guilt that I didn't go home. It was that simple and that absurd. There were obviously moments early there where it could have ended, it could have been reconciled. I know that today, but at the time I couldn't see it, and I was just too possessed by this sex drive. I was a maniac. So when I got involved in this group right away, it was my third meeting. Donnie took me up to the college, my third day of sobriety. What a miracle that was. And they were on the sex part. So this group, this book got my attention from day one of that exposure. And it took me about a year or so to get into the steps, because my thinking was complicated severely by the fact that I was an atheist. I couldn't see any way to do these steps as an atheist. Ultimately, I found out a way to pursue the book, first as an atheist and then as an agnostic, and then finally having a spiritual experience, no problemo, you know. But initially, it was pretty awkward. That first year was pretty awful. And once I got going on the fourth step, eventually I did come to the sex part. And if you haven't suspected as much, my sex conduct crept into all of my resentment part. And it certainly was an important part of my fear part. So now I'm doing the sex part, and we're going to take a serious look at the situation. I didn't have a terribly long list. I was married twice, so I had two names. I was pretty sexually active with myself, so my name was on the list. And I had literally probably no more than three or four other people before and after married. So it wasn't a long list, but there was a hell of a lot of activity, because it was the main goal of every day. I was 48 when I was doing this work. So I had a history of 35, 36 years worth of sex addiction. So I got to this part, and I got a separate notebook for it. And I tried to answer the questions on page 69 to the best of my ability. Where were we selfish? So for each name on my list, I made a list of the ways that I had been thinking and acting selfishly. they listed them separately. And the same with the dishonesty. Where had I lied to myself about this relationship and my conduct in it? Same with the question, where was I inconsiderate? Now, I didn't see this at the time because I was answering these questions to the best of my ability, you know, pretty much by the numbers without a hell of a lot of comprehension, for sure. But over the years, I want to share that today I see these questions like this. Just like the turnarounds and the resentment part. Where was I selfish? Where was I dishonest? Okay, now then I have this other set of questions. Where was I inconsiderate? Whom did I hurt? Did I unjustifiably arouse jealousy, suspicion, or bitterness? Those questions, every one of them, are a breakdown of my self-seeking behavior. So I see this as a form of the turnarounds, not applied now to individual resentments, but to relationships. And I think it's just wonderful that there's no question about fear, because we just got done with the fear part, and I know that I'm responsible for fear by being selfish. So we don't have to waste time talking about that anymore. That's a given. So for each person, I answered those questions, as I said. And to me, that was a response to the question, where were we at fault? I was at fault when I was selfish. I was at fault when I was dishonest. I was at fault when I was inconsiderate. I was at fault when I harmed someone. I was at fault when I aroused jealousy. I was at fault when I aroused suspicion. I was at fault when I aroused, bitterness, right? So now I turn to a fresh part of the notebook and I write down what I should have done in each instance. So where I was selfish by doing blah, 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 what I should have done instead was blah, blah, blah. Next question, when I did this, what should I have done? Blah, blah, blah. So I went through the entire sex inventory two times. Once to answer the question, where was I at fault? Second time, what should I have done instead? Of course, when I did my fifth step, I read across from one notebook to the other. But I did the work the way I just described. And I have found that infinitely helpful. I've shared it with other sponsees now going on 30 years. And I'm telling you, it's been an effective way to get real about me, my sex addiction, my sex conduct, my relationship with my body and with the bodies of other people. And it was such an ugly, painful part of my life that it's incredibly wonderful that I found a way out of that. And I suppose I should add that at my age today, and because of advanced diabetes, I don't have to deal with this issue anymore. I'm retired. But I remember what it was like, and as a matter of fact, I spent the last, I don't remember how many hours, but I spent my day today hearing the sex inventory of another man in his fifth step. So this inventory is an important part of my life to this day, and I thank you for letting me share on it.